solution gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
ERB investigates suspected fuel contamination at Owasis filling station. PAC calls for reserved business sectors for Zambians. And Kenya fuel prices rise sharply despite reduction in tax due to Iran war. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has launched an investigation into reports of suspected fuel contamination at Owasis filling station located along Kamloops Road in Lusaka. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says this follows a notification of the alleged act. Ms. Kasumpa says inspectors promptly visited the site and launched investigations into the matter. As part of the ongoing investigation, the ERB has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing, said Ms. Kasumpa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Kasumpa said the outcome of these tests will guide the board in bringing the matter to a conclusive resolution. She has since reaffirmed the board's commitment to safeguarding consumers and ensure the delivery of high-quality energy products and services.
The Energy Regulation Board wishes to inform the public that it has received reports of suspected fuel contamination at Owasis Service Station on Kamloops Road in Lusaka. Upon receipt of the notification, ERB inspectors promptly visited the site and launched investigations into the matter. As part of the ongoing investigations, the ERB has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing. The outcome of these tests will guide the ERB in bringing this matter to a conclusive resolution.
A non-governmental organization, Women for Change, has welcomed the amended Criminal Procedure Code Act No. 4 of 2026, which makes all sexual offences, including rape, defilement and incest, non-bailable. Organization Executive Director Lumba Sianga says the move is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and evade justice. This amendment sends a clear message. Sexual violence will not be tolerated, said Ms. Sianga. Ms. Sianga has commended government for prioritizing the safety and dignity of women and children. She has further urged continued investment in survivor-centered services, timely prosecution and public awareness to ensure this law translates into real protection and justice.
This is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability, and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and invade justice. This amendment sends a clear message: sexual violence will not be tolerated.
Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC President Andiford Banda, has called for policies that will restrict certain businesses to Zambian-owned enterprises only, instead of foreign investors. Mr. Banda said businesses such as brick-making, agriculture, poultry, running of grocery shops, small-scale mining and awarding of small government contracts are areas that should be reserved for locals. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said restricting such businesses to Zambians would ensure that profits made from these ventures remain within the country. There is no way Zambians will continue to compete with foreigners in these sectors and expect the nation to develop. as multinationals always externalize the profits, said Mr. Banda. He stressed the need for government to be deliberate in ensuring that locals are protected from exploitation and that some business ventures are preserved for Zambians only. Mr. Banda added that failure to address the matter will continue to leave many Zambians complaining while not fully benefiting from the economy.
But what we have here is a situation where people come from wherever, whether it's China, it's America or the UK, they come and get resources from this country and go and invest in their countries. If Chinese were coming here and they were making money and building our country, that would be a different ballgame. But what they do is that they just come to exploit. It's called exploitation. And they get the profits and stuff like that and go and invest in their countries. So what we as PAC are saying that enough of that. What we want is to reverse the economic order and ensure that the economy is locally driven. It doesn't matter how much, you know, foreign direct investment you're going to bring in this country.
President Hakainde Hichilema has acknowledged concerns surrounding police recruitment, assuring citizens that his administration is actively working to resolve the challenges. Mr. Hichilema says government is aware of public dissatisfaction with the recruitment process and is taking steps to address transparency and fairness. Speaking at the United Party for National Development General Assembly held in Lusaka today, Mr. Hichilema also highlighted progress on the proposed free education policy, revealing that the bill has already been tabled before Parliament. He emphasized that the move is intended to enshrine free education into law, ensuring its continuity beyond his tenure. Mr. Hichilema underscored the transformative power of accessible education and the need to safeguard it for future generations. Without free education, I would not be president today, said Mr. Hichilema. Meanwhile, Mr. Hichilema expressed gratitude and humility after being elected as the sole candidate of the UPND ahead of the upcoming general elections. In African news, Kenya has sharply raised the cost of petroleum, with diesel prices rising by a record margin despite a fuel tax cut as the conflict in Iran pushes up global oil prices. In its latest review, the energy regulator raised the cost of diesel by 40 Kenya shillings to 206 a litre, while petrol rose by 28 shillings to a similar level. It said this reflected higher global oil and shipping costs, even as the government cut value-added tax to 13% from 16%. The new prices will last until 14 May, when the next review is due. Coming up shortly, Israel and Hezbollah continue attacks after Israel-Lebanon talks in U.S. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Fighting between Israeli forces and the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah has continued after Israel and Lebanon held direct talks in Washington aimed at easing the conflict. On Wednesday, Israeli strikes hit two vehicles on the coastal highway south of Beirut near the towns of Sadiat and Jieh and outside Hezbollah's traditional strongholds. Videos from one scene showed a burnt-out van with first responders working to extinguish the flames and recover human remains. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. That's the news today. Here is another look at the headlines. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has launched an investigation into reports of suspected fuel contamination at Oasis filling station located along Kamloops Road in Lusaka. Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC President Andy Ford Banda, has called for policies that will restrict certain businesses to Zambian-owned enterprises only instead of foreign investors. And Kenya has sharply raised the cost of petroleum, with diesel prices rising by a record margin despite a fuel tax cut as the conflict in Iran pushes up global oil prices. For more news, follow us on our social media.